here at AM 1500 KSTP. There's a young man who goes to Augsburg College and came up with something rather interesting. You know, everybody's worried about fuel and fuel prices and where we're getting that stuff from, our reliance on overseas. So he's out in Washington with his college chemistry professor and advisor, and he's going to tell us exactly what he came up with. His name is Brian Crone. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what did you come up with here? Because you're in the demand right now. You're on Good Morning America. You're out in Washington talking to some folks. And what's this all about?
Well, my advisor and I, along with Clayton McNeff from the Star Company, which is also a local Minnesota company centered in Anoka, Minnesota, we developed a new way to make biodiesel. So it's an entirely revolutionary way to convert animal fats and plant oils into a alternative fuel.
So how does it work, Brian?
Well, it's kind of a simple process where we just pump these animal fats and oils and alcohol through a reactor, and in under a minute, you get biodiesel out the other end. And this is like this is a completely better process than what they are using right now, which produces a lot of waste, and it takes a half an hour to an hour to make this biodiesel. And the big thing is that with the current method, they actually cannot utilize waste feedstocks or feedstocks from alternative sources such as algae or this plant called Eutropha. So as a result, biodiesel is expensive, and it has to rely on food-based soybean oil.
So this would take it away from the food base. It would be completely different.
Yes, ideally it would be entirely run on waste oils and then eventually alternative sources like oil from algae.
Have you made a comparison what the cost would be compared to the soybean-based one?
There hasn't been a direct economic cost analysis because it is so dependent on the food source or on the feedstock, what type of oil you put into it. But about 80% of the cost in making biodiesel is tied up in the cost of that initial oil. So, for example, we're building a 3 million gallon a year biodiesel plant in Isani, Minnesota, and that plant is going to run entirely on waste oils that are extracted from waste from the ethanol production. So that process, by using that waste oil, it will greatly, greatly reduce the initial cost of that feedstock and thereby, you know, potentially reduce the cost of biodiesel by $1 per gallon.
Now, as I understand it, Brian, from reading the story, if you could, the holy grail would be to use algae that can be grown using carbon dioxide that's been redirected from coal power plants. Explain that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's essentially it. The idea is that algae can grow very rapidly. It can double its mass in a day.
Yeah.
And you would be able to take the carbon dioxide-rich gas that's being burned from these coal-burning plants and either bubble it through a pond or tubes filled with algae. As the algae grows, it takes that carbon dioxide out of the water and converts it into cell matter and oils. Then you can take that cell matter and turn it into ethanol or something, or you can extract the oil and turn that into biodiesel.
I feel like I've just been hit by a truck.
Wow.
Wow.
All of this at 21. Now, okay, now this sounds to us like it makes a whole bunch of sense, Brian.
Maybe.
Which means you're going to get nowhere in Washington. Do you understand that?
Well, actually, I've been meeting with Ellison. I'm meeting with Klobuchar in about an hour. And a number of other people, the Senate Ag Committee, the House Ag Committee, and everyone I've talked to has been very, very receptive of this. Because we're not really asking for anything. We're just kind of giving them information. And with all the bad news that's been out there about energy and food crisis and all that, I mean, they're really excited to see a solution that literally doesn't really have any problems with it. This process actually doesn't produce any waste. The Isani plant in Minnesota, a 3 million gallon a year biodiesel plant, just got its permit returned from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Because the 3 million gallon of your biodiesel plant does not pollute. They don't need a permit.
Brian, back to the algae for a second. That's one thing we all understand. We've seen it. How much do you need and how fast? You said it can reproduce twice its weight in, what, 24 hours?
Yeah, that's...
So how much do you need?
Well, actually, for instance, just to show you like how important it is that we need algae, if you took all of the soybean that we produce in this country, all of it, and converted it into biodiesel, you'd only offset about 6% of our national consumption of diesel fuel.
It's not a lot.
So even with the soybean, just not a final solution. But with algae, with only 2%, 3% of the farmland that we use in America, and it doesn't have to actually be farmland. This can be grown in the desert or somewhere as long as you have water. With only 2 or 3% of the land, you could meet the entire national annual consumption of diesel fuel.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, if you don't need, since this doesn't produce any waste, there's no pollution, you're not receiving any kind of subsidy, why do you even need to go before the Senate Ag Committee or anybody in Washington, Brian?
Well, it's really just, to give them information, to let them know that this is out there, to give them something, that's encouraging with all the kind of energy crisis and food crisis that a lot of people are talking about right now.
How long did it take you to come up with this? How long was your research?
I started with my summer research project in the summer of 2006, and we got together with Clayton McNeff at SarTech, and then by the end of the summer, we had shown that this idea worked. And then by the end of that year, they had gotten up to 90% conversion. And then by the end of that next year, they had a pilot plant that was producing 50,000 gallons of biodiesel.
Cool.
And just at the beginning of 2008, they broke ground on the 3 million gallon a year biodiesel plant.
So just about 2 years then?
Yeah, 2 years.
So. And you've actually dumped it into a vehicle and drove it around? It works?
Oh, yeah. They actually have the pilot plant runs on a diesel generator, so the process is entirely self-sufficient. The biodiesel that we make, we use that to power the process, and they have a building that they just built at SarTech that is heated by the biodiesel made by the pilot plant.
You know, I have to ask you this because, you know, obviously none of us in this room, none of us are chemists. Why did it take so long for someone to figure this out and come up with this? Because it seems, the way you describe it, Brian, even though it's probably more complicated than it appears, it seems pretty simple.
Yeah, well, it just kind of, that's the beauty of science lots of times. You just have to be in the right place at the right time and ask the right question. And that's really what happened here. With my summer research project, I mean, I can't say I claimed much of the original or the idea that produces this. But without my summer research project in studying biodiesel, I wouldn't have met my advisor, Dr. Geiberg, and he had contacts with Clayton McNeff. Mm-hmm. And they were working, they had developed this material that catalyzes this process. And they were not looking at using that for biodiesel. But I had this kind of crazy idea of like, well, maybe we could use this, maybe we could get some of this for free, I could do a little summer research project, and that was great. But when I presented that to them, they saw that there was great potential in this application, and they took all of their expertise and applied and came up with this brilliant process.
I got to tell you, Brian, my summer research projects were never like this.
Yeah, I could roll one with one hand.
Right, exactly.
That was my research.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Let me guess now, that's Brian. Amazing. Do you have a job waiting for you at SarTech now? Oh, sure, right?
Oh, yeah. they've asked me back, and I love working for them. They're a great small company.
Yeah.
There's probably only 30, I think, employees or so. And, it's just a great, great place to work, and they have no complaints on there. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck with those folks in Washington.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All righty. That's a Brian Crone.
Smart kid.
Very smart kid.
Yeah, when I say simple, I mean simple in the fact that you look at algae and all of a sudden algae can create biodiesel fuel.
At 21.
The process is difficult. At 21. And he's just had a wild, crazy idea. I'm just sitting around thinking about it.
What could you do at 21? I was barely able to mix a rum and coke, let alone look at algae and go biofuel.
Hey, biofuel.